1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi, this is jazz singer Sophie Millman, and I'd like to welcome you to WDCE. We are broadcasting live at 90.1 FM and streaming at WDCE.org. You are listening to the Cool Jazz Set, Modern Jazz with Taste. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Thanks, Sophie Millman, one of our favorites here on the Cool Jazz Set. And welcome, my friends, to 2 hours of this great American art, modern jazz, with taste, just as you like it. And we're delighted that you could be with us on this warm and humid summer afternoon. And we're hoping that we don't get the thunderstorm they're calling for. But we'll play you some cool music right here, and we'll get started with none other than the great, beautiful, and talented Sophie Millman. Like someone in love.
Though I had a wing, but I'm bumping to things.
about gazing at stars, hearing guitar like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do are starving me, mostly whenever you're around me. Oh, lately I seem to walk as though I a glove and feeling like someone.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, oh, anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. That's all I've ever been, 'cause you don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy that my chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me, then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside that lucky guy. Oh, no, you'll never know the one who loves you so, 'cause you don't.
You don't know me. The wonderful voice of Miss Crystal Reams, along with the U.S. Army Blues small group, the Nonet, called Swamp Romp. And she's got a wonderful voice. If you get a chance to catch the big band, the 16-piece big band, I think she sings with them as well. Be sure to do that. This is a new recording that I think they just put this out this year. So if you get a chance to catch the U.S. Army Blues big band up in D.C. They play at the Blues Alley quite a bit. Please do so. They're fantastic. And before that, we heard a nice recording by my friend Chuck Israels and his jazz orchestra, great bassist. His newest release, Garden of Delights. And we heard a tune that he wrote called Blues Man's Holiday. And that featured some pretty good work. Tenor saxophonist David Evans, John Moak on trombone, and of course Chuck Israel, the bassist and the director, and the arranger. And we open with the great Sophie Millman, who we are crazy about here at the Cool Jazz Set. Up next, a nice vibraphonist, Mr. Fritz Landesbergen and his quartet. This is called the Dolan Blues, the D. Dolan Blues. And actually, this is a duet that he did, a duo, with his bassist, who happens to be Franz van Geest, Mr. Fritz Landesbergen. Thank you.
I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thank you, Dr. Taylor, for that timely message. Music education is so important and taking place right here at the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond. Well, let's see. We just heard a nice recording from Jeff Hamilton and his trio, along with tenor saxophonist Scott Hamilton, and that's on the Capri record label, and it's a fairly new release. This is just out several months ago, and what we heard was a tune written by the drummer Jeff Hamilton called Sybil's Day. So you might want to check it out. Scott Hamilton and Jeff Hamilton live in Bern, and featuring Tamir Hendelman on piano and Christoph Ludi on bass. Okay, up next, I will play two recordings back-to-back. I think you'll find this at least interesting. The first is by the person that wrote the song, and that's vocalist and guitarist James Taylor. I know some of you like James Taylor. I do. He's not exactly a jazz player, but he certainly is good. And he has a great band, by the way, too. Larry Goldings is his keyboardist. And then I'm going to follow that with the same piece that he wrote by the Mike Murley Trio. The name of this tune is Mean Old Man. James Taylor first, and then the Mike Murley Trio.
That song actually is a song about true love. In fact, this is a true story called I Was a Mean Old Man. On my own, how could I have known? Imagine my surprise. Just a fool from a tree full of fools who can't believe his eyes. Imagine my surprise. 'Cause I was a mean old man. I was an ornery cuss. I was a dismal dad. I made an awful fuss ever since my life began. Man, it was ever thus. I was a nasty tyke who was hard to like. I had to misbehave. I did things in reverse. Refused to wash or shave. I was horrid to my nurse. I got back what I gave, which only made me worse. I had to have my way, which was bleak and gray. Oh dear, living in here, 100 years of rain. Such a drag, this riches to rags, and just myself to blame, the dirty low-down shame of it, dirty low-down shame. Silly old me, somewhere outside my mind. clever you, walking me through, happy to lead the blind, all in the nick of time. Who gets a second chance? Who gets to have some fun? Who gets to learn to dance before his race is run? Who gets to shed his skin? Who comes up born again? Who was a mean old man till you turned him into a golden retriever? Puppy doll. Who was a mean old man?
Want to know which teacher your kids are most likely to choose as a role model this year in school? Hi, this is Gordon Goodwin, leader of the Big Fat Band. The answer is, it's the person who teaches them about music. Not sports, not English or history, music. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Music teachers have always played an important role in the lives of their students. They help our kids tap into their natural creativity. They teach them about cooperation and self-discipline. It's a bonus that when kids have learned about scales and clefs, they find math and English concepts easier to grasp. That's because of how music education expands a young person's spatial IQ. Reading poetry or solving an equation is easier if kids know their sharps and flats. It's a fact. So help your kids get to know the music teacher at their school. Get them involved in music this year.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
And thanks, Gordon. Timely message of music education taking place right here at the beautiful University of Richmond. Well, we just heard a nice arrangement of Body and Soul by one of my all-time favorite pianists, the great late Oscar Peterson, from an album he did called My Favorite Instrument, exclusively for my friends. And a bunch of really nice standards on there too. And before that, we heard two versions of James Taylor's Mean Old Man, the first by James Taylor and his band, and the second one by Mike Murley and his trio, Mike on tenor saxophone, Red Schweiger on guitar, and Steve Wallace, very fine bassist. Well, let's see. Up next, we'll finish this set out with Joe Lovano and an album that he did celebrating Sinatra. And this is I'm a Fool to Want You, Mr. Joe Lovano. Mm-hmm.